fun to look back on the week, the things you've done, stuff we did that was funny. It's also fun because, you know, week's over, man. It's weekend. Yeah.
Yes.
Friday in the house. Top clips. We go back. We cull through 4 million hours of this show.
Yeah, I mean, we talk all day.
A lot.
You know, so we forget what we talked about.
Sometimes we forget how to talk, which actually will be coming up here in top clip number one in honor of Miss Monica. Let's just say Senorita Monica will be the top clip of the week.
Gosh.
But in the meantime, Monica Brooks was an abandoned child. Actually, she really wasn't an abandoned child. It's just what we learned is her mom kind of wanted to abandon her.
She left me on the bed watching TV. She disappeared. She went to the basement.
Oh, that's right.
And she just sat there until I got up and I was walking around the house saying, Mama. And she wanted to test me to see what I would do. Would I go outside? Would I cry? Would I try to pick up the phone? Instead, I went back to the bed and I sat there and I started to cry. I'm just like, where's my mama? Yeah.
Did she come upstairs and be like, way to be weak, kid. Come on.
That's also true.
Time to start your own life. Didn't she abandon you in a store once, too, to test you?
Oh, she did, but she went to another store. She didn't tell me, though.
You know, Antoine, I'm putting 1 + 1 + 1 together to make 3 where she hides and makes you think that she's disappeared
in the
house.
So she's trying to lose me on purpose?
Then she ditches you at a store and to see what you do. Then she tells you that you're adopted. I think this was her dream, that you would disappear.
And you just leave.
This girl just keeps on appearing.
One of these will come true. Kind of feel like Monica might have been 80s sitcom Punky Brewster. That was her. Top clip 2. Antoine, you didn't realize you were in the presence of greatness.
I learned that this week.
National champion. I toured across the land.
Toured the nation.
At my own expense, because there was no competition of any kind, but I would be the Ms. Pac-Man Grand Champion if there was a competition. I am, and I say this with confidence.
I hear it.
The single greatest Ms. Pac-Man player you will ever meet.
That is fact. I have witnessed.
Anytime I had to travel, I would find, because you used to be able to find a Ms. Pac-Man video game in just about any airport in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to kind of seek it out. They'd have some little arcade, or they'd have the one random video game stuffed in a corner by a water fountain for some reason. There was always a Ms. Pac-Man. So if I had a layover, I would find it, I would set the high score, and then I would get on my plane.
You need to go back to those arcade machines to see if you set the high score.
Hit with a kid.
I'm sorry, but in those spaces now, what's left there is probably some iPhone charger
plugs. I was about to say like a charger outlet or something.
Yes, they have gotten rid of all... My talent is now obsolete.
No, that's the sad part. And then think of how old and lame I'd sound if I'm walking around like, well, you know, back in the day where you're charging your iPhone right now. I used to play Ms. Pac-Man.
You're like,
oh.
Like, excuse me, sir.
Talking about?
She would eat these little pellets.
Like, all right, old dude, please shut up. So, yep. Back in the day, but no more.
When I was younger, I was a kid.
I can tell you this much. At least I know how to talk.
That's true.
Monica
Brooks. But it happens to all of us.
Not the way it happened to you.
I don't know what happened.
Monica Brooks and her Spanish lessons. She took 4 years of Spanish. I'm telling you, we got to find that teacher. Shame on her, him, her, or it. The whole world deserves an apology that you got credit after this mess.
Oh, Ms.
Mesmeraz.
Gudalape. I don't know.
What language was that?
That was my Spanish. Her name is Lizeth.
I should point out, this is Lizeth Guadalupe Ramirez.
L-I-Z-E-T-H.
Uh-huh.
That's her first name.
Okay.
Ramirez is her last name.
Ramirez, which you make sound like it was the hardest name ever.
She has a middle name, or her, you know, hyphenated name.
Sure.
Gudalaple. I don't know. Ramirez is her last name.
All right.
No,
because I can't. My Spanish, I took 4 years of Spanish, by the way. Got a college credit and everything.
You took 4 days of Spanish.
It feels like it.
You took 4 years of Spanish.
I did, yeah.
And we get Gudalaple.
Gudalaple. What's her name, Zach? I don't know. Anyway.
Guadalupe.
Doodle-lop-napa. Oh, what the heck happened that morning?
She can't even order a gordita at Taco Bell.
Your tongue went numb.
It did.
That's what that was.
It malfunctioned.
A numb of a tongue.
It did.
I weep for the education system of America.
No.